This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Marion Bulldogs are 2-0 under first-year head coach Joe Call after they took down Long Creek 45-42 in a back-and-forth game on Thursday night in New Braunfels. Marion senior quarterback Cade Pape threw for three touchdowns and ran for two, including the decisive score with 48 seconds left in the game to provide the final margin of victory. The run capped off an 83-yard game-winning drive in a little over 2 minutes. Following the game, Coach Call talked about the offense and his quarterback.
Across the board offensively is our offensive line really makes things work right. And then Cade is just, man, he makes our offense roll, man. For a guy that's in a brand new system, it's crazy scary how much he knows about our offense. And the questions that he has are just that he asks are next level. Our receivers did a good job. We got Jack Wells back, which was a huge help to us. And Coach Sierra, offensive coordinator, he's a dude, man. And that's why those guys were my hires, man, because they can control a game and they can go win you a game with and make any kid successful.
Pape was 25 of 38 through the air for 265 yards. The senior also eclipsed the 100-yard mark on the ground, carrying the ball 10 times for 104 yards. Senior running back Tanner Otis also ran for over 100 yards for the second straight game with 109 yards on 22 carries and a touchdown. Senior Jaden Riley caught a touchdown pass and also ran back a kickoff 96 yards for a TD with under a minute to go in the first half. The Bulldogs overcame 11-point deficits in both halves to pull out the victory. Marion will look for a 3-0 start to the season next week when the Class 3A Bulldogs play at Class 4A Gonzales. The Seguin Matadors host Corpus Christi Miller in their home opener tonight at Matador Stadium on KWED. The Matadors are looking to rebound after being routed 70-35 last week at Alamo Heights. Seguin head coach Craig Daly says it's a new week for his Matadors.
Yeah, it was just an off night for us all. I mean, we know we're a better team than how we started, so we kind of pushed that behind us now, and we've had a good week of practice.
Seguin is expected to have starting running back Ian Moreno back in the lineup. The senior missed last week's game with an ankle injury. On defense, returning leading tackler Damian Garcia is expected to start. The senior linebacker was also on the sideline last week with an injured ankle. Tonight's game kicks at 7 p.m. You'll be able to hear it right here on AM 1580 KWED. The Navarro Panthers will also play in front of their home crowd for the first time this season when they host Antonian Prep tonight at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo. The Panthers are 1-0 after a 39-22 win last week at Floresville in the debut of new head coach Glenn Hill. Navarro unveiled a new offense last Friday after running out of the slot T formation for nearly two decades. Hill, a former offensive coordinator at Smithson Valley, says he liked how the new offense operated overall last week.
I think we were able to find our identity a little bit in the sense of we can run the football and we can take some quick game opportunities as well. We weren't able to strike gold on the deep balls. They were playing a good cover three, kind of a softer shell on the back half. Took away some of our deep throws, but we missed on a couple of opportunities. But all in all, I think we were pretty well balanced all the night.
Navarro and Antonian will kick off at 7:30 tonight at Irwin Lee. Our KWED High School Football Friday night starts at 6:30 with the Navarro Panther Report, where we'll hear more from Coach Hill. The Panther Report will be followed by the Seguin Matador Report, where we'll talk more with Matador head coach Craig Daly. Then we'll have our Seguin football pregame at Matador Stadium with kickoff between Seguin and Miller at 7 p.m. tonight on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.